Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
You think your house is chaotic in the morning? You should see it around here when Cody forgets where he is. Thanks for being here with Coffee, Country, and Cody on 650 AM and WSMonline.com.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer to Lord each day to help me do the best I can.
Eddie Stubbs left me a voicemail and wanted me to know. Coffee, Country, and Cody on 650 AM WSM, and wanted the world to know there's only one group that has had four standing ovations in an intimate evening. And our guest, Shay Smith, is a part of that group. Ladies and gentlemen, she's not with the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or Led Zeppelin or anybody like that. She's not Carrie Underwood. She's not Brad Paisley. She's Shay Smith of the Chuck Wagon Gang. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm well. That's pretty heady stuff, girl.
I tell you, I sometimes I don't even know how to react. Eddie just has been wonderful and been a great friend.
Nashville is your home. You were born here, but you moved. Were raised in Baton Rouge, I think.
That's right. I was born there in Nashville and wound up down in Baton Rouge, and grew up there pretty much through college.
The Chuck Wagon Gang has its earliest beginnings in a place where I've spent a lot of time. I came to Nashville from Texas and had a great coaching friend, Spike Dykes at Texas Tech. And Lubbock has an interesting story. This 75th anniversary celebration of the Chuck Wagon Gang has started out on the High Plains, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a real picture of Americana history and kind of the American dream, if you will. And my family was out there in the 30s, and they were picking cotton and just itinerant farmers, and wound up in a radio station out in Lubbock and won a contest. And then a few years later found themselves in Fort Worth on WBAP and changed their lives. And I think was an important part of history of making Southern gospel what it is today.
Now, when you say that, wasn't there a part of that story where there was a child that was ill and they needed money for medicine and they started singing at the radio station?
Yeah. Actually, it was my grandmother.
Okay.
And she came down with pneumonia, and so they went to the station there. It was her dad and her oldest brother and oldest sister. And they went and won that contest. And I think, as the story goes, they asked for their first week's wages in advance, which was $12.50 for the whole week.
Mm.
Got her some medicine, and, of course, she recovered and went on to join the trio and ultimately form the Chuck Wagon Gang.
There's a church in the valley by the
Come to the church in the wind.
Shay Smith, if you just joined us. Do you find there are people who didn't realize you were still around after 75 years that may have lost track of the Chuck Wagon Gang and the different members over the course of time?
It's really amazing. Everywhere we go, almost every night, someone will say that very thing, Bill. They'll say, man, I didn't know y'all were still singing. I thought everybody was dead. We tell them, no, we're not. All of the original members, of course, have gone on.
Uh-huh.
But most folks that perhaps listened to them back in the 60s or the 50s, they're just not aware that they're still a group.
What's your connection, the generation before, to the Chuck Wagon Gang?
My grandmother, Anna, was the original alto. She's the one that got sick.
Okay.
And that's my grandma. And then her daughter, Vicky, is my mom. So I'm a third generation, I guess you could say.
I hope you got this written down in that little section in the front of the Bible that has family tree in there. I hope you got all this in there.
Indeed. I'm very, very humbled to be part of such a legacy.
The ChuckWagonGang.net on the World Wide Web is where you can log on and find them. And 75 years.
Yes.
You're playing with Marty Stewart, the Late Night Jam, and that's one of the reasons you're here, is to promote that event, and you're part in it. How long have you known Marty Stewart?
Not very long. I've known of him for a long time, but we were blessed to get to meet him back in January. We filmed one of his shows that just aired the first part of May, and we met Marty and Connie, and they're some of the most genuine folks that I've ever had the pleasure of working with. And
you were on RFD with them on the Marty Stewart show on RFD TV, yeah.
And so we haven't known him long, but we've come to love him in a short amount of time, and then he invited us to be part of the Late Night Jam, and of course we were real excited about that. I don't think that any of us, this present gang, has ever sung at the Ryman, so we're all very excited to be part of that.
The name Chuck Wagon Gang must have come from the cowboy life on the plains in Lubbock. I'm interested to know actually where the name came from. What's the story behind it?
Well, when they went to Fort Worth, they were calling themselves the Carter Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And they started singing at WBAP, actually for Morton Salt is how they got started. And while on the air there, a representative from a local flour company, Bewley Mills Flour, heard them sing. And they had this group of guys that went around Fort Worth in an old bus that had Bewley Mills Chuck Wagon Gang on it. And they were making biscuits out of Bewley Mills flour and sort of passing them out to folks to try to sell the flour. And these guys were also like a country western band, and they sang, Tumbling Tumbleweeds and songs like that. But they couldn't get these fellas back to the radio station in time for the noonday broadcast. And so Bewley Mills wanted a second group to actually sing in the radio station, and that's where I heard the Carter Quartet sing and said, we like the way you sound, and hired them to represent Bewley Mills Flour. And when they did, they changed their name to Bewley Mills Chuck Wagon Gang. So there's actually two Chuck Wagon Gangs, but only one of them ever actually recorded, and that was our family.
And from eating biscuits and singing on the radio in Lubbock to Carnegie Hall, the Hollywood Bowl, the Grand Ole Opry, and now Marty Stewart's Late Night Jam, mm-hmm. They have toured the world. And Shay Smith, if you just joined us, thank you so much for taking the time to call. And I want you to know that my daddy bought a used Lincoln Continental when I was a kid, and it was brand new to him, and it had an 8-track tape player. And the first thing I remember him playing was a Chuck Wagon Gang.
Oh, my goodness.
As a Southern Baptist preacher, he couldn't get enough.
It's amazing. The music went everywhere all around the world. It still just blows my mind.
Well, happy 75th anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for joining us on 650 AM WSM. The Late Night Jam, Marty Stewart, among his guests, the Chuck Wagon Gang. He'll also be joined that night by, of course, Connie Smith, Roger McGuinn, Stonewall Jackson will be there, and Wynonna.
Thank you, Bill.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.